Good evening. That's very good advice there, indeed, from Anna Mears. This is 100.5 WOW FM, Mixtape of the Masses. Tonight with me, John. Charlotte's away at the WOW FM board meeting. She'll be with us about 9:15, I reckon. And tonight's show is all about jaunty instrumentals. Jaunty instrumentals suggested by you, suggested by us, and all put together in a nice big fat mixtape. Lovingly joined. It is, what is it out there, 26 degrees out there? No, it can't be 26 degrees out there. What bloody weather forecast am I looking at here? 19.8 degrees out there in sunny Semaphore in the traditional lands of the Kaurna people in the western suburbs of Adelaide. And we normally say that you might hear some swears or some challenging concepts throughout the course of this show. But there won't be no swears in the music tonight because there ain't no words. Yeah. So, to kick the show off, here's three tunes that no one thought of suggesting. Yeah. So tonight on Mixtape of the Masses, it's all about instrumentals. And starting off the show, Blow Your Head, Fred Wesley and the JBs, with a very early bit of synthesizer in there, which is rather nice. Follow that with Hora Lui Sili, I suppose that's how you say it, excuse my Romanian, by Ion Petra Stiochen, from Sounds of a Bygone Age, volume I don't know what, which came out on the German label Asphalt Tango a few years back, and I collected a few of those albums. Really, really good. Really good label. And featuring a bit of cymbalom playing, a cymbalom being a dulcimer-type instrument, apparently. And then finally there, Harry J. All-Stars, Liquidator. Three songs that no one suggested for tonight's instrumentals. Jaunty instrumentals. Tunes special. I'm John. Charlotte will be with me in about an hour or so. She's doing other Wow FM business at the moment. We are pumping out a Semaphore. And also, later in the day, on radioactiveinternational.org out of Dublin in Ireland. And the man who keeps the wheels on that particular bus going round and round is Donal, who's got our first suggestion for this evening. This is Stiff Little Fingers. This is Go For It. you've just heard Go For It by Stiff Little Fingers, and which was the odd record, that. Didn't seem to go anywhere. Considering it's a song, Go For It, it didn't seem to go anywhere, if you know what I mean. It needed it. And that's been the problem with this week's show. If a song is lacking words, it seems to lack a little something, I think. Unless it's like a piece of classical music or a jazz record or something. It lacks a little something, and that's why there's so little punk in tonight's show, is that punk isn't greatly known for its instrumentals. And the ones that are around just seem a little bit lacking in something. But that was suggested by Donal. Thanks for that, Donal. That was the title track from the album, Go For It. And then following that, suggested by Welly, Stone Fox Chase by Area Code 615 from the Trip in the Country album. And that song is, I'd never actually heard the full-length version of it before. I'd only ever heard about the first 20 seconds of it when it used to be used for Old Grey Whistle Test theme when I was a young tacker. Yeah. I enjoyed that, though. It got quite funky in the middle as well. Good stuff. You're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM and radioactiveinternational.org. This was one of my suggestions. This is the Osric Tentacles. This is the Osric Tentacles. Kick Muck.
I'm not sure what to do. My teenage daughter is going to a party and wants me to buy her some drinks. She reckons everyone there will be drinking, but I don't really want to buy her alcohol. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to.
Currently, state and territory laws relating to supply of alcohol to minors aren't consistent. Of course, the best advice is never to supply alcohol to teenagers. But whatever you decide, remember to make sure your teenager understands the risks and harms associated with drinking alcohol at their age. It's a good idea to discuss some boundaries and limits for him or her in relation to alcohol, and to discuss alcohol and safe drinking habits on a regular basis. For more information on how to avoid or minimise the harmful consequences of drinking alcohol, visit www.alcohol.gov.au.
This program is funded by the Australian Government Department of Health and Ageing.
And you're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM. And you just heard The Cardiacs with Bell Stinks, suggested by Woody. That's from Sing to God Part 2. And before that, Kick Muck, suggested by me, by the Osric Tentacles. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff indeed. Yeah, so it's jaunty instrumentals tonight. I've got to say that many of the tunes suggested may have been instrumental. Some of them weren't instrumentals. Some of them, many of them, weren't very jaunty. And so we had the devil of the job of a job putting a vaguely interesting show together tonight. It's amazing how the lack of... Well, or you think of a song, you think it's an instrumental, and it's usually got one or two words in it. Like, Phoenix City, or Marijuana, or, you know, something like that. More than you'd imagine. So someone, a long time ago, many, many years ago, in the when they made up music, in the world of popular music, worked out that stopping your song every now and again and saying Pennsylvania 65,000 was a very good idea. Breaks up the monotony. Yeah, if only we'd worked that out before we suggested this for this week's suggestion. This is a bit of Australian punk for you. Pop punk. Any current suggestion ring? Eddie Current. Bloody. Eddie Current, Suppression Ring, suggested by Mark in Happy Valley. That's Inside of Me. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Howdy, howdy, it's Benjamin, and I'm back at Semaphore's 100.5 WOW FM. Join me on the deck chairs with the Beachside Live, Thursdays, 8 till 10 p.m, as I bring you some local, international, funky, reggae, hip-hop, rockin' tunes. And we sometimes get swept away by the ocean as we broadcast live from Semaphore, right around the globe at wowfm.org. That's Thursdays, 8 till 10 p.m. for Beachside Live. It's Benjamin, and I'm back at WOW.
So before that, you heard George Benson, White Rabbit, from the Early Years album, from our very own vinyl collection, that one. A great record. A lot of love for that on the Facebook page earlier in the week when this was all put together. And before that, suggested by Mark from Primary Colours, That's Inside of Me by Eddie Current's Suppression Ring. Yeah, so jaunty instrumentals this evening. And there's a lot of debate about what actually constitutes jaunty. I suppose jauntiness is in the eye of the beholder, or something like that. Suggested by Nick in Hobart, this is Madness and Return of the Lost Palmas 7. And I'm not sure whether this one should go in, really, because it has got sort of talking in the background. So that's technically a vocal, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
Two songs from Madness, from either side of the great shark jump, I think. Suggested by Nick in Hobart, Return of the Lost Palmer 7. And following that, suggested by Donal, his second of tonight, Swan Lake, from the their first album, One Step Beyond album, which is great. Yeah, Madness, eh? How about that? You're listening to Mix Up in the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM. I'll give some shouts out. Thanks to Dave and Emma for the last, well, the hour leading, 2 hours leading up to this show. Forgot to say that earlier. Great show as ever. Trash and Treasure. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 o'clock. To Plumey, over there in London, listening on the stream. Felchar, listening down there in Devon. Jimmy Potato, God knows where he's listening this week. All over the place, he gets around that fella. To Welly, to Mandy, to Lizzie. Nice one, geezers. This is Get a Tune, Mercuria and the X, suggested by Irish Dave. Music are we, Silt. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM and podcast after the event sometime this evening on radioactiveinternational.org. Yeah, how about that then? Look, the Women's Health Central Community Health Division and the Women's and Children's Health Network, Healthy Active Community Health Literacy and Service Engagement, Term 1, continues next Tuesday, 25th of March, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. With a course on understanding communication across different communities. If that's your kind of thing, and that sounds fantastic, if I was allowed, I'd go to that myself. For more information or to register for the group, please call Monica or Nicole at Women's Health Central on 8444 0700. That's 8444 0700, and their address is these courses take place in City Library between Rundle Mall and Grenfell Street. So next Tuesday, 25th of March, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Understanding communication across different communities. Fantastic stuff. The weather, it's just coming up to 9 o'clock, 8:58 p.m. here in Semaphore in sometimes sunny South Australia. It was quite sunny today. I think I got a bit burnt on my arm when I was out running this evening. It's 19.4 degrees Celsius at the moment, going to a low of 15 overnight. Tomorrow, going up to 22 degrees. It's not too bad. Not too bad at all. And before me jabbering away there, you heard the Beastie Boys from Check Your Head, suggested by Jimmy Potato. In Threes was the name of the song. And I know Jimmy Potato loves a bit of Beastie Boys, so he was probably bopping around the room in a jaunty way to that. And before that, Musicawi Silt from Getachew Mercuria and the X, Getachew Mercuria being the Ethiopian sax player and the X being the Dutch squatter punk band. And if you're ever in mind to buy an album, the album Moa Anabessa, which that track comes from, is one of my favourite LPs. Absolutely fantastic. What a great album. Great album. Yeah. The next couple of tunes are ones of people who obviously don't, suggested by people who obviously don't know what the word jaunty means. I despair sometimes. Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM. Now, Amy in Hobart, you suggested that Super Furry Animals' Father Father Number One was a jaunty instrumental. Instrumental it was. Jaunty it wasn't. Mandy in Happy Valley, I put it to you that you suggested that Allegia by New Order was a jaunty instrumental. What planet would that be jaunty on? You also wanted us to play the 7-minute version. We didn't. We only played the slightly less jaunty 4 minutes 56 version. Good record. Good record. Not jaunty. Certainly was instrumental. And then I put in the not normally jaunty Fugazi. Jauntcore. Jaunty core Fugazi with Arpeggiator, suggested by JJ in Kilkenny. And actually, listening to it again, actually quite jaunty. Probably a 3 out of 5 on the jauntiness scale. How about that, eh? There's no doubting that the ones I'm going to play after this are very jaunty indeed. Oh, he says, having not pressed the right button. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll play the tunes and I'll play it afterwards. This is Booker T and the MGs. Jimmy Potato's second suggestion of the evening.
Did you know?
Thank you.
So, you heard I Can Tina Turner with Grumbling, suggested by Dan. Nice one, Dan. Dan listening in South London somewhere, where he's probably sipping a kumquat latte or something in a hipster cafe, stroking his chin, his beard, and talking about his interesting facial hair. Yeah. Nice one, Dan. And before that, Booker T and the MGs were doing a cover version of Phil Upchurch's You Can't Sit Down. Nice one. I've got the Phil Upchurch version, or a later re-recorded Phil Upchurch version of that. You know, that's terrible, isn't it? Have you ever bought an LP? And I've got a few. I've got a Carl Perkins one springs to mind. This Phil Upchurch one springs to mind, by an artist who has re-recorded their earlier hits. And they're always, always absolutely awful. RDF did it as well. Yeah, who else? I'm going to have a little think while I play this community service
announcement. Did you know I've been to prison 5 times just in the last month? But I was let out every time.
You're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM. I've lost my mouse. Hang on. It's one of the dangers of a 3-mouse setup is you never know which mouse you've got in your hand at any one time. This is JJ's second suggestion of the evening on this jaunty instrumental special edition of the show. And I'm talking over the jazzy introduction. This is Helmet. This is Beautiful Love. Thank you. probably the most bizarre suggestion of the week. You can't... No, hang on, I've lost my place. No paras hasta la tena lo... Hang on, I'll read it off the thing. No paras hasta tena lo suficiente, which is a version, obviously, a cumbia version of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Los Míticos del Ritmo. Los Míticos del Ritmo. It's quite enjoyable, that, if you forget about the Michael Jackson sort of connection. Yeah, you're listening to Mixed Up in the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM. What can I say? We're playing music for about the next 35 minutes. Well, I say we, it's me at the moment. Charlotte will be here. Oh, I can see her on the monitor coming through the door as we speak. I'll stick some noisy tunes on while I go and let her in. You're listening to Mixed Up in the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM and pumping out online later in the evening on Radioactive International. And forevermore, hopefully. Forevermore. Charlotte's in the studio. Hooray!
Yo. So are we feeling jaunty?
Not in the least, really.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Never felt flatter.
The whole
never
point.
Never felt more depressed.
Are you joking? how on earth are you supposed to get the listeners all fired up and frothy over the instrumental
I've been struggling away, tussling with each and every one.
Is it not just because you're tired and you're on your own?
Oh, it might be.
I mean, that was quite... I thought that was quite jaunty myself.
Well, I've got to say, I put those last two in out of desperation.
So they weren't suggestions?
Well, they sort of were.
By me,
to try and liven up the second half of the show.
I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but,
you, did,
you know,
you did
I told
tell
you
us.
So.
Yes,
so we heard so. From Poms.
Truculent. No.
No, we heard from
Poms,
Truculent with
by
Poms.
Truculent, French jazz punk band. You can freely download that under a Creative Commons license from the internet if you can be arsed. It's great.
And we also heard Acoustic Ladyland with Thing.
From Last Chance Disco, which might have been suggested by Chris Plume if he could get off his backside and suggest some tunes. So I think he suggested that before once and got us into Acoustic Ladyland.
I have just had a quick look at the running sheet and I'm quite excited about a couple of the tracks that are coming up. So don't despair, dear listeners. There is some jauntiness left. We are here with you for the next half hour here on Community Radio's very own 100.5 WOW FM. And whilst we listen to the next track, I'm going to catch up with all the gossip that's happening on the Facebook page, Mixtape of the Masses, on WOW FM.
You're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM, where you just heard Iron Maiden with Transylvania, suggested by David G down there in Glen Elg. The Tornadoes, Jungle Fever, suggested by Thomas McGillicuddy Reeks, and that has a cat slowed down at the beginning. And it's made me want to watch the Joe, what's it, Joe Meek, was it? Documentary that Bugger produced all those Tornadoes records. I have to get hold of a copy of that. And then Link Ray, Rumble, suggested by Dawn.
I thought you were going to say that's made me want to listen to Cats on the Internet.
No.
No?
No.
I can't hear myself.
I'll turn your headphones
Thank
up.
Thank you. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. That's better.
Is that better? What have we got to talk about?
Okay, so last of our busy weekends this weekend.
The festival's over. The Fringe Festival's over, man.
I've got to say, I'm kind of relieved. Kind of relieved. On Friday, I went with our daughter and we saw the Space Cowboy because it's a kind of family tradition, mainly because he's just adorable and is lovely and is the world champion of sword swallowing.
He is good. He is
good.
He's
fabulous.
I know it doesn't sound very much, you know, sword swallowing routine kind of thing, but he's good, and Lizard Man's good as well. I saw Lizard Man walking down North Terrace when I was driving past.
Well, he's kind of difficult to miss, isn't he?
Yeah,
green tattoos.
It's quite interesting to see people's response to him as he walks past.
What, do they look visibly shocked?
They were like, you know, going saying to each other, "Did you see that? Did you see that bloke? Ha ha ha!" kind of thing.
Oh. You know. And he puts up with that every day. Well, he must like
it.
That's
he's obviously
point.
Not afraid of a bit of attention, is he?
No.
And if you don't know Lizardman, is look him up.
He's got head-to-toe green tattoos and sharp teeth and a separated tongue and all that sort of thing.
He's lizard accoutrement.
He's really gone for it. And the highlight of the night was him holding a loaded crossbow, stood right by me, and then shooting it onto the stage whilst the Space Cowboy wore a blindfold and caught it. It was quite splendid. But on Saturday, we went back to the garden with our friends to see the final show of the festival and watched Heath Franklin's new show, Him of Chopper Reed fame.
A bit of a miss, I thought.
So he's famous for playing the Chopper Reed character. So but he does his comedy stand-up routine as him. And we saw him at Port Adelaide British Hotel, and he was absolutely brilliant.
As Chopper Reed,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Great.
Bang, 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 bang. Funny, funny, funny. As himself, his timing was all off, I thought. I thought, you know, the material seemed a bit untried and you know, he didn't seem particularly confident, and his timing there was some good material there. It was just delivered in a less than perfect way.
I thought
of the stuff he did was good.
I thought there was some really good stuff, and I had some real good belly laughs.
And
which
he's obviously
is what you
a
want.
Man. He's obviously a man who is extremely good at thinking on his feet. Because one of the things that he does is he asks members of the audience to tell them about the miserablest thing that's ever happened to them or whatever. And then he just riffs on that for 5 minutes, you know, and you know,
that's a very brave thing to do.
It's a very hard thing to do. The amazing thing of the night was that one bloke, he had a bit of a chat to this bloke in the audience. And he said, "And what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?" He said, "I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis on my 19th birthday." And such was the misery contained in that sentence that he had a bit of a job coming back from that. He dealt with it very well, but I think he was a bit surprised by that one.
How on earth do you make comedy out of that? Jeez. So he did really, really well, and I'd go and see him again. I think I think this particular show, he's just beginning to find his feet as his own character rather than because he's been Chopper Reed for the last 8-9 years.
And other characters as well. He does do other sort of characters, but you know, but Chopper Reed's his main one, and Chopper Reed's brilliant. That's a 10 out of 10 to go and see, but this was a little bit, it missed the mark a little bit for me. We went with Joe and Paul, so happy birthday to Joe. It's a birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Joe. And
72 apparently. She don't look it, does she? Still drinks, like still able to put them away.
And belated happy birthday to Emma as well, who I so rudely ignored on Sunday, not realising it was her actual birthday. There was me getting all excited about celebrating with her another day, and no. So happy birthday to Emma too. We'll come back in a bit and tell you all about the rest of the exciting reviews of the weekend in just a while.
After the wildly jaunty Smiths. You know, I'd never heard that before, I don't think, not knowingly heard it and paid any attention to it, but you know it very well, you know every note. Oscillate Wildly by the Smiths.
Well, you seem surprised that I would know it. While you were out being grown up, I was sat in my bedroom listening to pirated cassette tapes of Smiths albums that I'd taped off my friends, constantly, on a constant loop. Mm. And so, Oscillate Wildly was
one of them.
Who suggested it?
Who suggested it?
Because it wasn't me.
That's a very good question.
I think it
might have been JJ, actually.
There you go.
I've just realised I've missed a tune off of the list.
I'm
going to have to have a little look and see if I can find it.
I've just managed to catch up on what's been going on the Facebook page here on Mixtape of the Masses on Wow FM. And so big hellos going out to Suze, Plumy, Dawn, Emma, David, Neil, Tracy, Joe and Donal, and anybody else who's been listening, lurking in the background. I'm so glad that I could join you for the final half hour of the show. And we're with you here until 10 o'clock this evening, or any time you like for download on radioactiveinternational.org.
So we were going to talk about something else then, weren't we?
March. So it was so wonderful to see that such a brilliant turnout at Adelaide Government House. Sorry, I was just looking at what you were doing.
Fiddling
there.
With the headphone ear that's fallen off my headphones that I normally keep in my pocket.
So March, basically everybody rallying and campaigning against the whole rake of social injustices of the current government. So many social injustices that they can't even be listed and dealt with in one march. There was a great turnout.
Well, you'd be at it for half your life.
You would.
If you had a separate march for everything at the moment, you'd never get anything else done.
You wouldn't. You'd be constantly out there campaigning. But what was so lovely to see was such a vast array of different types of people from all walks of life and all ages. And the speakers were amazingly inspirational. I've been to many a rally in my life, and I can often drift off and get quite bored by some of the speakers, but I was massively impressed. It was a really heartwarming event on Sunday, and it actually sort of renewed some of my waning revolutionary vigour for once.
And, some massive, massive good things. First thing, I heard it was organised by three people, the Adelaide one. So if that's the case, that's a massive achievement, right? Secondly, the fact that they put our Aboriginal brothers and sisters and their issues right at the front of things, right as there's the keynote speech.
Brilliant
not
structure.
Just tacked on the end as some afterthought that they needed to do. And what's the other thing? Oh, the way that the comrades dealt with the homophobic Christians.
That was amazing.
Who decided to turn up and try and hijack things. So if you're those blokes who are standing there and you're listening, good on yous is all I can say.
You were definitely
you're our heroes.
The heroes of the hour.
And there were some great speeches. Great speeches by young people, old people, and every age and class and occupational category in between. Fantastic. Workers and comrades of Adelaide, you should be proud of yourself and of the rest of Australia.
I'm really hoping that the what was started on Sunday can move into even more campaigning, and hopefully the momentum continues.
Apparently they're thinking of having a march in May now. Which will be good.
Well, we've got the annual May Day celebrations and get together, so we'll probably talk about that at some point as well.
Time for another suggestion. This was suggested by Dan. This is Tommy McCook and the Supersonics, Second Fiddle. a song that sounded incredibly like I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. That was Second Fiddle by Tommy McCook and the Supersonics.
Suggested by Dan over in London town.
Someone else suggested, I think it was Thomas, suggested a Tommy McCook and the Supersonics song, but I couldn't find a copy of it. So we played that one instead. Which brings us to the end of our show, apart from telling you what next week's theme is.
Oh, and I was going to give a review of Anchorman 2.
Oh, won't take long.
We'll wait until next week.
Okay. Oh, have I spoiled it?
Oh, I know. But yeah, next week's song. So running on from our revolutionary excitement of Sunday's events, next week's theme is angry protest songs.
So we don't want, right, what we don't want is protest songs about things that have happened in the past. So it's no point putting your Joan Baez song about the Vietnam War in. Vietnam War's finished and blah, blah, blah.
Or even your miners' strike.
Stuff relevant to the March in March protests.
The issues of today.
The issues of today. That'll be. So, and we also don't want songs of love, peace, and understanding. We don't want, you know, people sitting around, smoke a pipe, and all get together and love each other, man. We don't want that. We want angry songs. We want, come over here, and I'm going to beat you over the head with my pipe until you change your ways. So that kind of stuff. Angry protest songs. So you get what I'm saying?
We've done regular protest songs before. This time we're going for the angry, irate, revolutionary ire.
We've done songs of liberation, we've done songs against racism, we've done songs of the workers before. This is angry protest songs about contemporary issues.
That's a tricky one, actually. Now I'm thinking about it.
I've just got on bing, 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 bing off my head.
So, as ever, suggestions on the Facebook page, Mixtape of the Masses on Wow FM. Don't be afraid to join if you're not already a member. The more the merrier, and we'd love to have you on board. And if you could get your suggestions posted on the page by Saturday morning, Adelaide time.
Gives us time to get the show ready over the weekend. So we're finishing with probably, I would argue, the jauntiest song, one of the jauntiest songs ever written. I suggested this one, and I'm not ashamed to say that I put it last as the closure of the show. This is Blowzabella with a little medley of Blowzabella and the Marriage Marches. So look, get your maypole, have a little dance around it. This is jauntiness personified. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week, comrades.
Night, comrades. Love yous.